Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing morning by the river of
away, and we'll enjoy all the beauty.
Amen. I'm certainly glad this morning that one of these days that we'll get to stroll all over heaven with our loved ones, and I'm glad we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ for ourselves, one we've been preaching about, singing about, dreaming about, reading about, and I tell you, one day we'll see him for ourselves. Just want to read one verse of Scripture this morning and bring the thought that God's laid upon our heart today. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 27, the Bible said in verse number 1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Our Heavenly Father, now God, we come before you this morning. We thank you, God, such a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given unto us. And Lord of heaven, once again, letting us start the new year off, Lord, afresh. And Father of heaven, I thank you, Lord, for all the troubles and trials and all the situation and circumstances, God, that you brought us through. And this past year, and Father of heaven, we just look forward this morning, God, to what you may have in store for us, God of heaven, this new year. And Father, I do thank you, Lord, for all of these we made mention this morning, God, that are sick. And those this morning, God, that are recovering from surgery, we pray, Father, that you might encourage their hearts this morning, God. Draw them unto yourself. And Father, I pray you comfort those with the death angels visited families this year. Father, I pray, Lord, that you wrap your loving arms around them, God. I give them strength this morning, God. I pray wherever your people are gathered together that you'd be in the midst this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men this morning, God. Give them power and holy unction this morning, God, to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it to go. God, make some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. To truly begin this year off in the right way. Being born again. Saved by the marvelous grace of God. I pray this morning, God, you'd have your way. And all of this we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. I'm a preacher this thought this morning, God, been our helper, concerning some things that will happen in the new year. Some things that'll happen in the new year. I'm not trying to preach contrary to the Scripture, but rather conclusive to what the Bible has to say about the future. He said to boast not thyself of tomorrow. James said, don't say tomorrow we'll go and do this or that, but rather say if the Lord's will, then that's what we'll do this morning. Dear friend, I'll assure you that man cannot predict nor prophesy what's going to take place on the tomorrow without God. Dear friend, we can't see past the end of our nose. If God doesn't give us understanding, if God doesn't lift the veil, dear friend, this morning you can call all the 1-900 psychics you want to. You can flip all the cards you want to. You can crack open all the fortune cookies in Chinatown. And the only thing that's going to get enlightened is your wallet. Knowledge of the future belongs to God and belongs to God only this morning. We're not promised tomorrow, dear friend, this morning, but if the sun does come up in the morning, there are some things that I guarantee is going to happen in the new year. I'm not no wizard. I'm not a charlatan. Dear friend, I'm not trying to, dear friend, predict something out of a crystal ball. Dear friend, I'm just telling you based on what the Bible said. There are some things that are conclusive that will take place in the new year. Amen. God has made them privy to us. God has given us some understanding, some insight concerning the things that lie ahead. Dear friend, tomorrow is not without some understanding to the child of God this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad we've got the inside track. I'm glad, thank God, this morning the Bible shed some light on what will take place in the future. Dear friend, this morning, so I want to make mention of these things this morning. I'm sure you agree. If you don't, you ought to get right with God. Amen. Dear friend, let me say first of all, dear friend, I believe as far as society is concerned, corruption is going to increase in the new year. Amen. I guarantee you, hands down, dear friend, that corruption is going to increase in the new year. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of James, dear friend, the progression that sin takes in our society. When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it finishes, brings forth death. The Bible said evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. Paul said in the last days, perilous times are going to come. And men will be lovers of their own selves and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Every generation gets weaker and wickeder. Amen. Dear friend, and so I guarantee you, dear friend, looking into the Word of God this morning, dear friend, I can predict with clarity and assurance that corruption is going to increase in the new year. I mean, the violence is going to get worse. In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible tells about Adam's sin. Dear friend, how he disobeyed God and partook of the forbidden fruit. In Genesis chapter 4, it got worse. Cain, the firstborn, rose up against his brother and murdered him and buried him in the field. By Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said just three chapters later, the whole earth was filled with violence. And it repented God that it even made man upon the earth. Dear friend, the Bible said men shall beat their plows into swords, their pruning hooks into spears. Human life means nothing. Dear friend, today, who'd have thought to see a day when mothers would murder their own children? Man, who'd have thought to see a day, dear friend, when young boys in grammar school would bring guns and kill their classmates? Dear friend, who would have thought it ever see a day when America would be the baby-killing capital of the world? Amen. Dear friend, I guarantee you one thing. I may not know what the stock market's going to do. I can't predict, dear friend, who's going to be the next president. But I'll guarantee you, dear friend, that the violence in society is going to get worse and worse. Dear friend, not just here in our little town, but abroad across the whole globe. Dear friend, the violence is going to increase. Vulgarity is going to increase. Dear friend, Jeremiah said, with all of their sin, they would not blush. Man, I tell you, the homosexuals and the perverse and the adulterers, brother, they're no longer ashamed of their sin. They've not only come out of the closet, brother, they're flaunting it in our face. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, it's on the TV programs. Dear friend, it's marching down our streets. Dear friend, we've become a tolerable society. We've learned to be politically correct. We've learned to accept as the norm. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, what a shame. Dear friend, the internet, the TV, video games is now a cesspool. Dear friend, in our society this morning, and it's only going to get worse as time goes on. Dear friend, as we draw closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our society and the fabrics and the foundations going to crumble. Dear friend, and get worse and worse. The vices of man, alcohol and drugs have no end. Dear friend, LSD and acid and angel dust, heroin, marijuana, cocaine, crack and crank, and crystal meth. I have no idea what's going to be the drug of choice in the new year. I can just tell you, it's going to be worse than it was before. Amen. I never thought we'd see such the things we've seen. Dear friend, and I can tell you what the new year, what to expect. It's just going to be worse. Amen. Dear friend, the only silver lining you
you'll ever find is to look up and know your redemption's drawing nigh. To know that the worse this world gets, the closer we're getting to leaving out. Amen. Thank God this morning. And I can say that as far as society is concerned, corruption is going to increase. And then number two, some things I know is going to happen in the new year. As far as the church is concerned, dear friend, the crumbling is going to increase. Amen. I'm talking about the deterioration, dear friend, the very foundation of the church this morning. Dear friend, there'll be a turning away from the truth, heaping to themselves teachers having itching ears. The Bible said they'll be turned unto doctrines of devils and old wives' tales. Dear friend, the Bible said my prophets speak lies and my people love to have it so. Amen. Dear friend, we'll see more of a deterioration of the church this morning in the new year. I'm talking about it's going to get more liberal. Amen. Dear friend, I know what they say about those that have standards and those that have some morals this morning. They say they're legalistic. Amen. I'd rather be legalistic as be liberal. Amen. Dear friend, there's no limits, no boundaries. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, when you don't put any, dear friend, links or boundaries, dear friend, this morning, they'll do anything. They'll see how far they can push it. Compromise and modernize. Dear friend, this morning, hey, I'm not just talking about our dress code. And that's one of them, brother. Dear friend, this morning, oh, preacher, don't matter what's on the outside. Just come as you are. What are you going to do when they come in a bathing suit and sit on the front pew? Amen. Dear friend, this morning, you know better than that. Dear friend, today, but I'm talking about we've relaxed. Have the qualifications and the standards of our pastors and our deacons. Amen. Dear friend, the church that had a mission and a vision and a burden. Now we're just going along to get along. Amen. Dear friend, we've got a name and a number. Dear friend, and we've got money. Dear friend, today, but the Spirit and the power of God. Dear friend, that once rested upon the church. Paul said in the last days, they'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Brother, we've got tradition and we've got formality, but where is the Spirit and the power of God? The seasoning salt upon our sermons and our songs and our worship this morning. Amen. The church is going to get more lax. Dear friend, the Bible said that our church at Laodicea had need of nothing. Amen. Dear friend, I tell you, we've quit the Great Commission. We've quit praying for sinners and preaching to sinners. Now we're trying to buy them and bribe them. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, instead of fishing for them, woe unto them that are ease in Zion, is what the Bible said this morning. We've said the old-fashioned way won't work. It just won't mess with this new age. We've got to have something to keep up with the times, to keep our young people interested. Man, if the Holy Ghost won't get them in, if the Holy Ghost won't keep them interested, nothing else will anyhow. Amen. Dear friend, today if you get them with a hot dog, I can steal them with a hamburger. Amen. We're just swapping them. Dear friend, like shuffling a deck of the cards. But we're not adding anything to the kingdom of God. Amen. There's too many that have fallen by the wayside. Dear friend, this morning, too many that have dwindled, whose flame has been snuffed out this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, the church is crumbling. The foundations are falling. Dear friend, this morning, if some of the saints of God that laid the foundation of these churches, dear friend, were to come back and see what they've grown into, they'd move their membership. Amen. Dear friend, I can tell you in the new year, the church, dear friend, is going to increase in compromise and corruption. Amen. I want to say number three, as far as the saints of God are are concerned that the confirmation and the confrontation is going to end tense. The adversary, the devil, knows that his time is growing shorter. He's going to throw all that he can to discourage and defeat you, to ensnare you, to ruin you, to get you to throw in the towel, to get you to lay down the sword. Amen. He's not going to let up because of New Year. He's not going to back down just because the calendar's turned over. He knows that his time is growing short. And so he's going to step it up this year. He's going to, dear friend, take the gloves off. And he's going to attack in every direction. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. Dear friend, this morning, he doesn't play fair. He doesn't play by any rules. He'll do whatever that it takes to get us to fall and to be a disgrace. Dear friend, this morning in the new year, we're going to have to be vigilant and sober and to be, dear friend, on our toes and to realize that there is someone who is out to get us. Dear friend, and that's the devil. Dear friend, he's going to attract us. And not only is he a roaring lion, dear friend, waiting to seek whom he may devour, but he's an angel of light. Dear friend, he knows what to dangle in front of our eyes. He's a great deceiver, a liar from the beginning. Dear friend, he knows how to paint a half a picture. Dear friend, this morning he knows how to appeal unto our flesh this morning. And so the temptation, dear friend, the lust is going to intensify in the new year. Amen. And if, and I want to say fourthly, that conversions are going to be instituted as far as the sinner is concerned. Man, I know one thing, brother. This new year is going to bring some into the family of God. Have the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. And if, and God's word does not return void, but it'll go out and accomplish where he sends it. He's dealt to every man a measure of faith. Dear friend, there will be some this year that's going to enter in out to the straight gate in the narrow way. Amen. I know, dear friend, there's going to be some saved this year. If not, the Lord would have already called us out of this world. Amen. God's not going to let a year go by, dear friend, without somebody being saved. There's a reason why the hands of the clock keep turning. There's a reason why the sands in the hourglass keep falling. It's because there's still some, brother, that's going to be brought into the fold. Dear friend, there are those this year that's reaching the age of accountability. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you want to know what that age is? Read Romans 7. Dear friend, there's no particular age. Paul said there's a time that I was alive without the law, but when the commandment revived it, dear friend, this morning, and I understood that I was lost, that's when sin rose up and I died. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, there's some, brother, that we've raised in the admonition of the Lord, those that we've nurtured in the way of righteousness, dear friend, that are going to open their eyes, and God's going to reveal himself to them for the first time. He's going to speak to them like he spoke to Samuel in the night. Dear friend, this morning he's going to speak to their heart for the first time, and they're going to realize they need Jesus in their life. Man, there's going to be a choice presented to them before the evil days come. I thank God for this younger generation. There's going to be those that's going to be saved. There are going to be those we reap in the field. Dear friend, I know it seems like they're few and far in between. Thank God for the handfuls of purpose in gleaning in the fields, the few here and the few there. If just one more soul gets saved, it'll be worth it all, brother. Dear friend, especially if it was your family or your friend. Dear friend, it'll be worth every sermon. It'll be worth every service, every song, every track passed down, every door knocked upon. If we could see one walk that aisle and be born again in the family of God, to repent, to accept Christ, who realize that they're sinners. Dear friend, there be those that reach the age of accountability, those we reap in the field, and those that realize their end. Amen. There be those this morning that's going to lay on the deathbed and realize that this year is the last year they'll ever see, and they'll realize that they're facing their own immortality. They'll realize this morning, dear friend, they're just a few breaths away, dear friend, from facing God. Dear friend, I believe in deathbed salvation. I wouldn't bet my eternal soul on it. I wouldn't put it off to such a time as that. Brother, there be those, dear friend, that lay down and realize, brother, God is reaching to them for the last time. And just like the thief on the cross, in the wee hours of their life, I thank God they'll open up and ask God to save them. Hey, hallelujah this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad God, dear friend, can save, dear friend, to the uttermost in the last moments of a person's life. Dear friend, but let me say lastly this morning some things that'll happen in the new year. I believe the coming of the Lord is inevitable. Amen. I don't know the day nor the hour. Dear friend, I'm not trying to predict. Dear friend, or guarantee you that. Dear friend, this morning that God's coming this year. But I will guarantee you that this year is going to bring us closer to His coming. Amen. Dear friend, we need to be watching. We need to be warning folks. Dear friend, this morning, we need to be reaching out. Dear friend, and telling a lost and dying world that Jesus is coming. Thank God this morning. Be ready. In such a hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Be ready when He comes. May the Lord richly bless you in this new year. Amen.